Hi, I'm Anderson Silver, author of the books Your User's Manual and Volume 2, Your Duality Within. Life is difficult, isn't it? And in today's hyper-connected modern day, it just seems like it's harder than ever before, doesn't it? Well, I'm here to tell you it really doesn't have to be that way. With a little help and guidance from ancient Stoic philosophers, you really can attain an anxiety-free and purposeful life. How do I know? Thanks to Stoicism, I'm one such person who turned his life around, and I'm here to share some of that ancient wisdom with you. Welcome to Stoicism for a Better Life.
Good morning and happy Monday on May 13th. It's around 8 a.m. and I'm going to keep trying to record as many of these as I can in the coming weeks because Spotify is changing something again at the end of May. And I don't want to risk losing access, so we'll try and complete the 20 episodes before the end of the month, okay? This is a question I've also been hanging on for a while, since the beginning of April, from PG Dak. Failed a class I should have aced. I lacked discipline, and I know it. I'm mad. Why can't I stay concentrated? So, every single one of us can think of at least one time in a day, usually multiple, where we feel this way. Why couldn't I do this? Why didn't I accomplish this? Why is this happening? How can I possibly be tranquil if these little things don't go my way? The trick to surpassing these, not only is it ubiquitous, as in it could be applied to any situation, but this is one of the most important and most repetitive advice I give myself as well as everybody around me. Your journey is your journey. If you can remember that simple truth, and if you can focus on that simple truth, your journey is your journey, not some hypothetical journey that you wish you could do, but your journey is your journey. If you can keep that in mind, a lot of this is going to be easy to deal with. Let me explain. First of all, don't hate on yourselves, anybody ever, for feeling down. You're a human being. You have emotions. You're going to feel down about yourself. That's fine. It will pass. What you shouldn't do is lean into these negative thoughts because that little piece of shit negative voice in your mind loves these kind of moments to embolden itself. Don't feed it. Don't feed the dark wolf. Feed the white wolf. You are strong. You are amazing. You accomplish a lot of things in life. Yeah, so you didn't accomplish a few things that you set your mind to do. Big whoop. Nothing in the universe ever told you that you're supposed to accomplish that. No rule in the universe says that you're supposed to have a tranquil environment to be able to find tranquility within. We know that happiness, or rather tranquility, is found only within. So your journey in courses, in work, and whatever. Let's say you're a bodybuilder, you want to work your muscles to grow to a certain number of inches, or let's say you, fight robots on whatever that show was, Bot Wars or whatever. I don't know what it's called, but it's kind of cool. I watch it from time to time on YouTube. Anyways, whatever your goals are, you're probably falling short of them, is my point. But that does not make for a bad life, one. Neither does it make you a bad person, too. Neither does it make your insides incapable of finding tranquility, because what happens external is dependent on so many other variables. You maybe didn't pass a course because the teacher was shit, or more likely, mentally, you just didn't have the bandwidth. You put too much on yourself. We're not perfect. We can't do everything that we wish or want we could do. There's only the one reality where we are the flawed versions of ourselves, not the perfect ones we'd like to imagine we are. And we fail sometimes. Big whoop. Big whoop, right? You go on. It's your life. Just keep being happy and move on to the next thing or try it again. No big deal. There's no rule that says you have to accomplish XYZ task to be good. There's no rule that says you have to accomplish XYZ task to find tranquility. Tranquility comes, as Marcus Aurelius says, from the well-ordered mind. No matter what's happening around you, no matter how many courses you're failing, how many shitstorms you're going through at work, whatever projects are not going your way, whatever, random target you set yourself that you're not attaining, that's external. You remind yourself that, hey, you're imperfect and you will fail multiple times a day. Stop stressing yourself out trying to be perfect in any way. Just accept yourself the way you are, the same way I accept you the way you are, because I love you exactly the way you are. But that's because I've come to learn that we are all perfect in our imperfections, that we're all flawed human beings, and that's what makes us amazing. Not because we're some robot automaton awesome, Harvey Specter-esque, like bling bang bloom. Oop, sorry about that bleep bloop from the computer. Like I said, this is real life, real recording. You guys are hearing the raw Anderson Silver. Okay, so moral of the story, shit will go bad in the outside world. You will fail most of the targets you set for yourself because naturally we want the best for ourselves. So we're always aiming higher and further. Nothing wrong with that. As long as you never forget, never, never, never forget that this is a completely random target. No matter what people tell you, no matter what your parents tell you, your teachers, your whatever, your friends, you know your capacities and capabilities. Moreover, reality knows exactly what you can do. So whatever reality is, whatever the end result, that's you. That's your life. That's your journey. Now, the challenge is to find that well-ordered mind within, regardless of what's happening outside. That is where you get your tranquility. That is where you find your freedom. So, my advice to you, remind yourself, this is my journey, and I choose to keep a well-ordered mind and remind myself I am flawed, and this is okay. If you keep telling yourself, no, I must do this, you will inevitably cause angst and anxiety within, and there's so much wrong advice out there about being tough, tough, stoic guy, right? You could do anything. No, you can't. You really cannot. You don't believe me? Try flying. I bet you can only do it once. Guaranteed you wouldn't be able to do it a second time. Right? We're flawed human beings. Just accept that and start enjoying life, you guys. Love yourselves the way I love you. Now remember, we're all in this together. I'm rooting for you. If you need me, reach out on the Instagram. I try and get, look, you see, this one is almost like a month old question. I get back to each and every one of you. You guys are awesome. Keep making the world awesome for yourselves and myself.
Remember, virtue is not about perfection, but about trying your best. No matter how big or small that effort might be, just keep working on improving yourself, and by definition, you will be virtuous. Check out my articles and other podcasts. Hey, they just might help you on your journey of self-improvement. You can access them all on patreon.com/AndersonSilver. Follow the page to receive notifications of all my new content, and all of this is absolutely free, of course. I wish you all a productive and tranquil week, and remember, we're all in it together, and we're all rooting for each other.